Welcome to the Solid Man Podcast. I'm your host, Ken Curry, licensed marriage and family therapist. SolidMan.com is an ongoing conversation designed to empower men to master the art of being a man. Here's the solid challenge number one, building your Mount Rushmore. Here's the thing, guys. It's time to build your Mount Rushmore. Imagine that you would see four faces in stone, and you'd know those four men. Those are your friends. Oh, there's Nick, there's Bob, there's Joe, and there's Doug. Those are the four guys in my life who are solid, at least four. You could have more if you want, but that's my Mount Rushmore. These guys are amazing. They are in my life for a reason, and I'm hunting them down to create my Mount Rushmore. So your challenge is to create a Mount Rushmore. It's time to build your Mount Rushmore. We all need other men in our lives in order to be able to gain strength and to be accountable, to be able to deal with the bullshit that goes on in our life, and to have fun. Other men are absolutely essential to be able to live a solid life. There's no other option. So I got this idea from Major League Baseball manager Clint Hurdle when he was at the Rockies. Somehow I heard about how he talked about using the analogy of having your own personal Mount Rushmore to have at least four good, solid men who are with you in the journey of life. When you think about your Mount Rushmore, you'll see their faces, like I said, in stone, and you can list their names. These are my guys. And you need at least four men who know your story, they know your dirty laundry, they know your struggles, they know you, they know your family, and they have absolute permission to talk to you about any issue of life in reciprocal fashion. This means you can do this for them as well. It's really important for that to happen. It's necessary to be in contact with these men often. So guys' night out once a month could work, but hunting once in the fall might not be enough. These guys need to be full access because we go through stuff all the time, and we want to bounce things off of each other. So this isn't just about getting together and bemoaning life and talking about how your work sucks or whatever, but it is about having fun in life and being passionate. It's supporting each other when difficult times come up and walking through the ups and downs of life in real time. Most men have completely neglected this area of life. We may have one or two friends. We might see them watching a football game or go out for a beer every once in a while. But we never veer much further from sports or politics or some other shallow topic. So men who struggle with porn, substance abuse, anger, resentment, and other problems like that, rarely do they have good, strong male relationships. So Jim Rohn, who I think was the mentor of Tony Robbins, he said, "You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with." So take this into consideration as you choose the men of your tribe, your community, your crew, whatever you call it. It's essential to have good men in your life to grow into the man that you want to be. I've seen a movie, as a documentary called Five Friends. It kind of came and went. I had never heard much about it. But it's about this guy who has five friends, and they're all over the world. No, I think they're all over the country in the United States. And this guy just developed five really good friends, and it's his Mount Rushmore. It's a good little documentary if you can find it. So right now, just take a minute and kind of write down the potential Mount Rushmore men that you have. Who do you admire? Who do you already have as that kind of person in your life? Or who could possibly be one of your men? So it's really important to be able, as you build this, to be able to think about who is in my life. Who could I invite to be able to be this kind of man? Who's already in my life that's kind of shallow, but has the potential to become a very strong support in my life. It's going to take a lot of vulnerability, openness, courage, but you can do this. And it's really important to be able to get these men in your life. If you're going to break free from the strongholds that are in your life, if you're going to be able to get through the void a lot easier, you need other men in your life. And you need to be on a text thread. You need to have the connections where you're doing this constantly, consistently, and you're able to be in each other's lives. It's a really, really important part of the life of a solid man. So get on it. Start thinking about what your Mount Rushmore or who your Mount Rushmore is going to be. And if you do have a Mount Rushmore, and if you got two guys, get two more. If you've already got four guys, then start to deepen those relationships to a greater degree. So with that, as always, stay solid, my friends.